A reading from Matthew 13:44. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then in his joy went and sold all he had and bought that field.
This is a little mysterious to me as to exactly what Jesus is saying. I get the treasure part, but I'm not sure. Well, maybe I do get it. The nature of man is to possess things, and I think we're talking also about a fallen man, the fallen nature of man, which is kind of a given, and yet he is using it here to compare the man and what he does when he finds a treasure to the kingdom of God.
Yeah, well, the whole idea is the kingdom of God is such an amazing gift and gain in life that you would sacrifice everything to have it. Nothing else in life would be as important as knowing that you have this treasure. The other treasures of life are good, and they add value to some degree in our lives, but no comparison to the kingdom of God. And in fact, Jesus, in another teaching in the Beatitudes, says, seek first the kingdom of God, and all these other things will be added to you. If you hold on to everything else, you'll never have the kingdom. But if you'll hang on to the kingdom, everything else will come back to you. It's kind of a reverse order in this world.
Yesterday, we were talking about this. This is the second kingdom teaching. Where Jesus compares the kingdom of God to a mustard seed. Here he's bringing it a little bit more home, because now he's comparing it to a man who has found a treasure, and then it flows from what you're saying. But the comparison really comes home to us in terms of trying to understand what this kingdom really is. It's hard for us to get it, because so much of kingdom thinking on this earth is of earthly nature, a king or a president or somebody with great power and the normal fear and respect we have for them. And Jesus is taking this to a very different place.
Yeah, rule and reign are far harder to get our minds around than an actual palace and a place. And Jesus is saying that this kingdom being released is... It's just hard to explain. That's why he's using parables. But once you've tasted it, you know it's there. It saturates everything about you. And because it saturates everything and changes everything of your existence, you're willing to go off and take everything precious that you have, sell it off, so that you can have that kingdom. I think of the words of Jim Elliot, who was a missionary to the Aka Indians. I don't know how many people have heard his story, but as a young man, he felt a call to go to the Aka Indians, and he was one of five missionaries martyred when they brought the gospel there. And as a result of that martyrdom, the gospel opened up to the people, and today 90% of the Akas are following Christ. And his journals from when he was in college were published, and from the years of preparing to be a missionary. And he has a classic phrase when he says, "He is no fool who gives up what he cannot keep to gain that which he cannot lose." And that's what the man does here. He sells everything that he cannot really keep to gain that which he cannot lose, which is the kingdom of God.